Answers Magazine, Volume 8.2, Page 9, Perspective, One Step Closer to Jurassic Park. The survival of DNA within dinosaur bones would be powerful evidence against a millions of years age for those fossils. That is one reason a recent discovery has stirred such controversy. In 2005, when Dr. Mary Schweitzer and her team first reported finding original soft tissue, including blood vessels, in dinosaur bone, many of her fellow scientists insisted that she must be mistaken. She must have found residues, called biofilm, they said, left by bacteria and not actual dinosaur tissue. Schweitzer persisted and has now identified a number of soft tissues, such as bone-forming cells, called osteocytes, that are made only by creatures with bones. Most recently, Schweitzer and her team discovered in a T-Rex and a duck-billed dinosaur four proteins that are found only in bony creatures. More important, the team discovered DNA in the unfossilized osteocytes, and the tests show that the DNA came from a vertebrate, not bacteria. Could dinosaur DNA survive for millions of years? Even its discoverer is loath to admit it, but the clear answer is no. After death, DNA repair mechanisms cease to function, and the DNA deteriorates. Bacteria and water also destroy DNA. An extensive and exacting study of bones from New Zealand's extinct giant moa bird calculated that the lifespan of a DNA strand should be measured in thousands, not millions of years. Even this fast decay rate is slower than rates seen in laboratory tests, which are 400 times faster and could be measured in decades. So even under the best conditions for preservation, a constant temperature of 23 degrees Fahrenheit or negative 5 degrees Celsius, the DNA would disintegrate completely in a fraction of the 65 million years that have supposedly passed since the last dinosaur died. What researchers are seeing clearly does not support their beliefs about Earth history over millions of years. The findings do, in contrast, support the view that these dinosaurs lived only 4,300 years ago and were buried during the global flood.
Perspective, snake medicine. Besides being the fastest land snake, it can slither at an astounding 10 to 12 miles per hour or 16 to 19 kilometers per hour. The black mamba also has one of the fastest acting snake venoms of any land snake in the world. But French researchers have discovered something even more surprising about this creature. Mamba venom contains non-toxic chemicals that could make very powerful painkillers. Since these compounds lack the negative side effects of morphine and other narcotics, the researchers are hoping their discovery will help them develop potent new analgesic medications. Biblical creationists recognize that God created a non-violent world without animal or human death. Many think that knowing the future, God designed snakes from the start with the genetic information they would need to adapt to a cursed world. How amazing to think that God's design for the snake to adapt in a cursed world would not only provide for the black mamba, but also potentially relieve pain for human beings.
Perspective, plant rights. Some plants have the ability to sense and react to outside stimuli, and this observation has led one activist to argue for the emancipation of vegetation. In fact, in 2008, Ecuador guaranteed constitutional rights to plants, and an attorney in the United States is now planning to file lawsuits to secure plants' rights. Of course, plants don't have any true awareness, and so should not be treated like animals. It will be interesting to hear how a plant plaintiff can argue that it's a person in the eyes of the law. While wantonly destroying plants is not good stewardship of God's creation, plant activists are committing the folly warned against in Romans chapter 1, verse 25, where people serve the creation instead of the Creator. Such plant philosophy is rooted in evolutionary beliefs. If all of life emerged from a single-celled organism, then all life could be said to have the same moral value. Sadly, that worldview rarely places much value on the rights of unborn humans, Without an absolute authority, plant mortality could become a cause for moral outrage, while abortions continue unabated. The Creator sets the priority straight in Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. Green plants serve a higher purpose: to feed animals and people.
Perspective, tragic reminders. The mass murders inside a Connecticut school and on a Norwegian island remind all of us that we live in a sin-cursed world. When the victims are young, the tragedy is even more painful and profound. The shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary, in particular, has sparked serious discussion about how to prevent these tragedies. Some argue for more gun regulation, some for education. Is the root problem guns, or ignorance, or poor mental health? While no one can make complete sense of crazed gunmen's actions, Christians are in a position to offer an answer that gives real hope. The Bible tells us the underlying cause of massacres: sin. Around 6,000 years ago, death and suffering entered the world through the rebellion of Adam and Eve in their perfect world. The first homicide occurred when the first couple's son, Cain, killed his brother, Abel. Because of Adam's sin, all of us are under a death sentence. But that's not the end of the story. Christ, who entered the world 2,000 years ago, conquered death when he died on the cross to pay for all our sins. With that death and his resurrection, he made eternal life available to sinners. Tragedy provides an opportunity to share that good news with hurting people.
Perspective, dredged up again. The idea has once again floated to the surface, this time on the ABC TV special, Back to the Beginning. For more than 12 years, underwater archaeologist and Titanic discoverer Robert Ballard and others before him have cited evidence in the Black Sea that the flood of Noah actually happened. But what have they really found? Studying the bottom of the Black Sea off the Turkish coast, Ballard's team says it has found further evidence of the massive regional flood that devastated the area at the end of the Ice Age, as the ice melted and the world's oceans rose. The water refilled the Black Sea and overwhelmed any humans dwelling there. In an ABC interview, Ballard suggested that it's not a crazy thing to think that the flood stories of the various cultures are based upon true cataclysmic events. Ballard and others suggest that this regional flood was so devastating that it became a memorable event passed down and embellished from generation to generation. Eventually, it was recorded in Genesis as Noah's flood. We agree that the Black Sea flood is a fascinating event from the Ice Age, which shows us how devastating the changing environment was during that one-time era of post-flood history. But it was no Noah's flood. The flood of Noah's day covered the whole earth and laid down sediments more than a mile deep on the continents. Evidence of these massive piles of sediments appears in the rock layers beneath the Black Sea. Measured against Noah's worldwide flood, Ballard's little Black Sea flood was like filling a pond compared to filling an ocean. While it sounds like Ballard and others would make natural allies in defending the Bible's account, they miss the boat. Creationists aren't arguing for a local flood when they discuss Genesis chapters 6 through 8, says geologist and creationist Dr. Andrew Snelling. Bible believers don't need Ballard to confirm the flood. Ballard does not accept its global extent and considers the biblical account to be a myth. Such people, no matter how close their conclusions seem to ours, are not allies.